daddy and mother.
Okay. Would you have ever called your, would you have ever, would you ever refer to him as father?
Not at all.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that for me, father?
Father?
Yeah. And together they would have been what? You would have called them what? Your,
my parents.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, did you know your grandparents, your grandmother and your grandfather? Did you know them?
Well, I can remember my mother's father, or my mother's mother. She was in poor health, and she died when I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
No, younger than that.
Okay.
Well.
I was just wondering what you would have called them when you were young. What you would
have
called.
Grandpa and Grandma.
Grandpa. Okay. Now, you mentioned you had a... Tell me about the your wife and you had offspring. How many you had?
I had one son and three daughters.
Okay.
And I also lost another son.
Okay.
When he was a year and a half old.
Okay. Now, all of those sons and daughters together, you would have called them what? They would have been your...
No, just brothers and sisters.
Would you have called them children? Called them your children?
Well, not my generation. I had my own family. I raised.
Well, that's what I was talking about. You.
I had one son and three daughters.
Okay. Okay.
They're my children.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering what people would have called them. Now, in the old days, when they were talking about bringing up your children, would they have talked about raising your children, or would they have said raised, or would they have said reared?
Raised, I think.
Okay. And if your son looked like you when he was little, would people have said that? Would they have said he looks like you, or would they have said he resembles you?
I suppose probably looked like.
Okay. Now, you were born. Were you born at the farm?
Yes.
All right. So, who assisted in the delivery back then?
My neighbor lady.
Okay. Would she have been a midwife? Is that what they would have called her?
Well, I suppose. I don't know whether they had a name for them those days or not.
Okay. I didn't know if they had a woman in the old days who may have helped a doctor.
I don't think she. I don't know that she specialized on that line of work.
Okay. Okay. Where do children go to when they're woman's pregnant? Where does she go to have children? They don't have them at home anymore, do they?
Very seldom.
Where do they
sometimes
go?
Sometimes on the road before they get to town. Occasionally, that happens every little while, doesn't it? Yeah. I know one couple. They had. I think they had three.
Like
I had. I think.
A couple days ago.
What?
I say even in we have meeting in the taxi and. Rainstorm like happened in Denver.
That's right. Yeah, you know, just like the other night in Denver.
Yeah. Where is the nearest place where they can have? I just wondering what.
Well, Julesburg got the hospital. There's one in Paxton.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
There was one at Chapel, but it's discontinued as a hospital. It's just a rest home anymore.
Okay. Now you mentioned your wife. Now, when were y'all? Tell me about when did y'all meet and you when you were. Tell me about when y'all decided to get married and things. Where did y'all get married and things like that? Tell me about that.
Well, I had known this girl for several years, and we probably went together for perhaps a year before we decided to marry.
Okay.
And
now what year was that?
1929, when I was married. January 29.
Okay. And this is just another. Term I was wondering when a man and woman get married around here, they are called. What are they called to each other? They are. Do they